Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
B-Pod Studios.
Dutcher.
I didn't get to be a sports expert until 2009.
Rich.
You would think you were at a children's birthday party.
Dutcher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Dutcher and Rich. I just took a phone call from someone very upset that I missed work yesterday. Rich is sort of being passive-aggressive about it as well.
Not really passive-aggressive. You just I got the stats right. You said you're on pace to do have 10 sick days. And I was like, well, if it's twice in 6 weeks, then that would be one every 3 weeks.
Okay. Well, that's not a pace that I intend on keeping. But, I mean, it's obviously upsetting you in some way.
No, it's not upsetting.
No, he was cool. I got to admit, he was cool yesterday. But, he didn't even say a thing.
But, I mean, when I'm out, it's a catastrophe for people. Like, there's all this, it runs the gamut from are you okay to what's going on and da-da-da-da-da-da. And, I mean, it's my wife and I were looking at it, and we're like, this is 4 hours I wasn't here. Like what is the big deal? Listen to Rich. What's the big deal? No one else gets this when they're gone. For me, it's a huge conspiracy. Paul, go ahead.
Fred, no one else gets this when they're gone because no one else has ever gone nearly half as anywhere near as much as you are.
Really?
You're out all the time.
When? Besides vacation.
You've already been out two times this year.
Okay, that's this year.
February.
Okay, well, other people have been out. I mean, by the way, several members, for very good reasons, but members of this show have been gone almost a year or they've been gone a month and a half.
Yeah, I've done this show. Rich's wife had cancer.
I understand that. I understand that, but I did the show for 3 months by myself. And by the way, and then Wallach was gone for a month and a half. I don't know why would I miss a day.
He had a tumor.
I understand that. So, but I missed a day.
You got sports, and you're out for 3 days.
When have I missed 3 days?
Dude, you were out a lot last year. Any one of us?
I was out. You know how many? I was out 6 days last year.
And I would be written up, man.
I was out 6 days here. Written up. What are we in eighth grade?
Dude, we have bosses. We have jobs.
You can't miss 6 days of work in a year.
It would be questioned, man.
What do you do for a living?
I work construction.
All right. Well, then get a union rep and figure that out. Because if you can't miss 6 days a year due to sickness, that's crazy. What if you got? What if you bagged out a week of work because you got the stupid flu? I mean, what do you want?
Yeah, it's different. You get doctor's notes, you get stuff like that. But
well, if you have to bring in a doctor's note, what kind of fascist corporation are you working for? Don't you have a union?
People, 20 hours.
Don't you have a union?
For most people, 20 hours a week is less than half of what they actually work.
Do you think that in order to do this show, all it is when we're on the air?
I know that. I know
well, then
that.
Why'd you just say it?
All right.
Matt, go ahead.
Hello. Hello, Freddie. I'm gonna stick up for you, buddy. I love you. And when you're gone, I just miss your sweet little voice, baby. And you know, you are the king of mover, maker, headline shakers. You are an inspirational.
Have
Instagram
sex with him. Star. Just make out with him. What are you doing?
And listen.
Rich
and listen,
does not.
No,
like
Fred. No, Fred. The reason why I miss you is when you're not on is because Rich promises things and he doesn't get things done. Like yesterday, he promised us a weird guy coming up to the studio to sit in for you and do a break. Never happened. And then he's going on about some sort of in-station fight. Never even brought it up. Never got to it. He kept pushing it back, pushing it back. So, you know what? When things aren't going well, you know how to bring it all in, reel it in. But I feel like when Rich is there, he doesn't reel it all in as much as he used to back in the day.
That's because you kind of get caught off guard. You know, Wallach's not here, and then I find out an hour and a half before Fred's not here. And also, I was depending on someone strange to come to the station. They didn't. Somebody said, hey, can I sit in Fred's chair for an hour?
It was a whole break.
And I said, yeah, okay, sure. I said, first person who wants to come over. Sit outside for, what, like 15 minutes?
If somebody comes here. I'm going to defend Rich on this one.
Yeah, that was just like, what the hell?
And then you didn't want to go on with the Sarge Bird thing. It was...
Yeah,
they were communicating already on the phone.
Sarge and Bird were fighting, and I mentioned it. And at some point, it was like, do you want Sarge to come on? And I'm like, man, I don't think I can take Sarge this morning. So
you were pissed that I missed yesterday.
No, I wasn't.
He was not.
All right, so then what is the... I don't understand why it's a catastrophe when I'm not here.
It sounds like the crowd is... I mean, in your defense, like, you get vacation time. You get sick time. You can take those days.
I mean,
you have the right. It's your right.
People are like, oh, you're always late. You're always late. No, I'm not. I'm not late. When am I late so much? Dan, I was 2 minutes late. When was I late?
I can't recall. But unfortunately, sometimes perception becomes the reality.
Because I went a stretch where I was late.
Yeah, but then, Fred, you could go a whole year without being late. And the first time that you are late, it's... Zoe texting. It's other, like, where's Fred? No, because they're like hawks. They jump on it. Yesterday, Fred, and maybe we can bring it up later when Zoe comes in the crossover. We brought up, you know, the situation or whatever. And then the comment was, who else in this station misses as much sick time, perhaps, or as you? And the consensus was Zoe.
So
and
it
all of a sudden, Zoe went, oh, I got to look.
If you're asking how this becomes a big thing, it's because whenever there's a crossover, Zolak and Hardy obviously, you know, gang up and they...
Hardy's had sick days this year.
Okay. But either way, that they do that. And so when he started bagging on you, I said, he goes, well, nobody misses more time than Fred. And I said, all right, well, who misses the second most amount then? Zoe. And all of us in the room went, Zoe. So, I mean,
no.
Houses are fairly glass from that side.
This happens before Zoe. I mean, this happens. I mean, I'm reading to my wife. I'm like, who else gets this? This is insane. I miss one day of work. And by the way, this is not about, and then, oh, I don't know, Fred, you missed this, this, and this. I mean, Jesus. What did I say ahead? Six, seven sick days last year? Six? I don't know.
You should be flattered.
Wasn't keeping track.
You should be flattered.
No, it's weird. It's like just weird.
It's when people stop caring, that's when you should worry, Fred.
That's right. That's right.
When you become a non-essential employee.
That's like, right.
You know, when they put out that email that says all non-essential employees don't have to come in today. And you're like, well,
And by the way, I'm not positive that behind the scenes there's not people who have not surpassed me in sick days have at least the same amount as me. Bird saying three. I don't know.
I don't know what he was. Three. No one accused you of anything.
Oh, okay.
He's not listening.
Just yells the number three randomly.
Yeah,
I'm listening.
Like Lou Gehrig here. I'm like Cal Ripken compared to everyone.
Yeah, feel flattered that people miss you when you're gone.
All right, one more. John, go ahead.
Freddie T.
Yo.
What's up, baby? I got your back, man. For me, it's because I think you're a maximum talent, and also I think Rich can't hold the show on his own. We get upset when you're not around. Things don't run smooth, and the show's pretty bad.
No,
not gonna lie.
Yesterday was a tough one. That was because both John and Fred were gone, and now I love having Joe Murray in, but I mean, there's. Especially yesterday, like, there were segments that I was going to... You have to understand, like, there's times where I run out of the room and I get stuff ready for later on in the show, and sometimes I depend on John and Wallach to do some banter and stuff while I'm wrapping things up, but there's none of that. So when that happens, it's like, all right, you have to completely configure everything, and sometimes half the breaks you were going to do just get thrown out, and you just get thrown into it. So, yeah, I mean, that happens. It's never going to be as good. So that's just something you accept.
No, when Rich and I are not here, the show is not going to be as good. So, I mean, especially when, you know, there's bits that we can't do when one of us are here. not here. But I mean, I apologize. I mean, Lord have mercy. Shouldn't have seen my son's teacher last year, how many days he missed. He made your head spin. I mean, but listen, we get up very early in the morning. I texted the guys at 4 in the morning. I'd been up, and now here goes my voice again. I'd been up, and I just was like, I feel like crap. And then, you know what? I'll go through a big stretch where I don't, and that's all. But, I mean, I appreciate all of your concern. But it's a lot. It's a lot. Everything's okay. The show is fine. I will not use my allotted 10 days of sick days. I can promise you that. Now, I'm not going to be here next week, but that is a pre-planned vacation.
Now, are you still going to rip on people when they're out?
Who do I rip on when they're out?
Zolak.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, are you kidding me? Wouldn't you?
I don't rip on anybody when they're sick.
No. But if someone attacked you, he's attacking me, so I'm attacking him. Because you're right. We're neck and neck of being sick.
He is. And when he came in, we called him out on that.
Yeah, thank you. Now, listen, he's got stuff going on. And I'm not going to say anything. His time off that he's taken is very justified. Mm-hmm. And everyone deserves that. And the company's very nice about that. But when it comes to sick days, I mean, Rich, there was a summer where he was gone once a week.
That is true.
So, all right. And by the way, you got to give someone the benefit of the doubt if it's a Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? Like you got to give someone the benefit of the doubt. All right, we'll be right back.
The games are only half of it. Hatcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
Make it your homepage.
A connection.
985thesportshub.com. Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
No, Fred, come on, man. This is a family radio show.
No, it's not. Not really.
985 The Sports Hub.
985 The Sports Hub with Toucher and Rich. One of the things that came out that was very interesting, because it's so not true, but it shows the insanity that's around Tom Brady. This is from DetroitSportsNation.com. Could the Detroit Lions actually go out and sign future Hall of Fame quarterback Tom Brady if he does not return to the New England Patriots? According to some guy from the Sporting News, the Lions are in his top 12 for number 12 teams that could sign the Brady this offseason. So he's already eliminating, you know, over half the league. I mean, 12 teams. I mean, because he's the number 12 team.
But there is a connection, obviously, right?
Well, I will tell you this. Okay. The Lions are number 9. You can't write off Matthew Stafford's back injury, something minor, in his mostly durable career until there are reports of him working to full strength. Stafford is only 31, but keep in mind a similar ailment cut short Tony Romo's career. Should the Lions need a QB, the former Patriots duo of Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn should have a little lure in for Brady to return near his old college stomping grounds at Michigan. I'm sure he's just in love with what Patricia and Quinn have done there in Detroit. And, I mean, Lord knows if you went to school in Ann Arbor for 4 years, you're just in love with the area. Though the Lions make this list, whatever his name is, notes that they would only be a good fit if Stafford's back prevents him from playing, Again, that's not going to happen. According to what's been reported, Stafford will be good to go with off-season workouts. So signing Brady would be make absolutely no sense. I want to say that's never going to, in a million years. In a million years, it's not going to happen. He'd more likely sign with Jacksonville than Detroit. All I'll say is this. If Tom Brady went to the Lions, he would be loved in a city more than any athlete has ever been loved in a city.
I mean, you're right. And you even said it best, is that who was the player that
Johnny Damon. Johnny Damon got traded to Detroit and said, this is great. And Detroit went insane. And he played there for like a week. But everyone was like, Johnny Damon, buying Johnny Damon jerseys. If Brady chose to go to the Lions, I'm not lying to you. He would be in Detroit, he would be the most popular athlete of any athlete ever in any city because he chose them. If you choose Detroit and you're the greatest quarterback of all time, oh my God. I mean, it would be insanity. They could go 0-16 for 3 years and it wouldn't matter.
They wouldn't care.
Oh no, you don't even understand. Oh, would they love it? Oh, it would be, there's something about it that if I'm Tom Brady and I have all this money, why not just do it? Make everyone happy.
just to make one city completely ecstatic.
Yeah, just, you know, the industrial, getting rid of, domestic industrial complex and, you know, going overseas with jobs. Why not you take care of the Rust Belt a little bit?
Did you hear about what RKK was saying?
Mr. Kraft.
Yeah.
A couple sweetheart. Years. Sweetheart. You're going to call me RKK.
Now, okay. We don't know if it's exactly him that's saying it, but I'm assuming that it came from him or his people. That Ian Rappaport report that said that they want Tom Brady to go test the free market and then see, you know, come back to them once they sees what the market is for him. And to that, I'm like, how do you do that without tampering? Like, how does one do that when you're under contract? Unless he's going to allow you to go and do that. That to me just sounds like something that is supposed to scare Tom Brady. In other words, like, yeah, we're totally cool with you looking around. Like, we don't really, we might have some other plans over here. So, you know, you go knock yourself out. That to me just sounds like them trying to make Tom Brady go like, yeah, we might not miss you as much as you think we will.
Well, apparently the draft is where all this goes down because apparently that's the where everyone starts tampering because or the Senior Bowl as well because I've been told that Manish Mehta has been told by several agents that in order for their clients to go to the Jets are going to have to outbid teams by quite a bit of money. So that's good to know.
No, sure.
So, yeah, I mean, he'll, you know, the draft, every agent's there and they'll all talk and they'll find out what the market is and what's going on. And there you go.
Yeah, there's tampering everywhere.
Yes. I mean, yeah. I mean, that's why people go to the draft. That's why so many people go to the draft. That's why all the reporters are at the combine.
And doesn't that seem like such, it's not a threat, but almost like an idle state or a statement that has no weight to it because. If that's the case and they end up getting to free agency, don't they eat that $13 million cap hit?
Yes.
So it's like, I mean, I think you can say that all you want, or the organization can say it all they want, but they don't mean it.
Yep. No. If he gets to March 17th, it's terrible for the organization.
Yeah, and just like yesterday, there was the report from Ian Rappaport that, you know, Robert Kraft wants him to go to free agency to see what it's worth. It's not good for the Patriots if that happens.
No, if that happens, I mean, if that happens, I don't like the idea of him coming back here. Right. I just don't think it's going to happen. I mean, it will be great. And it'll be really fun because it will be like when the Manning came out and it was like the OJ chase and they had helicopters and airplanes and trains, planes, and automobiles following him around wherever he went.
I don't expect this to be anything like that. I think it's a situation where it's going to happen quick. Like, it's going to be almost as soon as free agency starts, Tom Brady has signed with blank.
Well,
I think that if he's going to completely know, he's had this, I guarantee you he's already figured out, unless the Patriots, he's waiting for the Patriots to convince him to stay. But I think that he's ready to go at the destination that he desires the second he realizes that they're not going to give him what he wants.
Okay, so
whether
here's
that
why,
be money or that be a team around him.
Okay, here's why I disagree is because he's enjoying being cute on Instagram so much. Like we were talking about before, he's like, oh no.
Yeah. Look, at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
I'm in California.
But I think that's a message to the Patriots. I think more than even like, just as much as it is, hey, I want you talking about me. I think more than anything, that's going to the Patriots. Hey, what am I doing out here? And him liking that Philip Rivers on the official NFL Instagram is leaving the Chargers. Out of all the things, that's the one that was like, all right, Patriots, this is something that I'm keeping my eye on this situation. Maybe you should step up and tell me how you're going to get Odell Beckham Jr. and how much you're going to pay me.
Yeah, well, get Odell Beckham Jr. If I don't know how you're going to get him. I don't know what you're going to give up, what you have. If you get Odell Beckham Jr. and you sign Emmanuel Sanders, you're going to, oh boy. Patriots fans, it's a coming.
See, I think if
the storms are coming.
I don't even think you need Odell Beckham Jr. for it to be satisfactory for Tom Brady. I think you do need somebody like Emmanuel Sanders to get him to consider to come back.
Yeah,
that's the bare minimum. You got to get Emmanuel Sanders.
N'Keal Harry, who he has no relationship with. You have Julian Edelman, who's not getting any better. And then you have Emmanuel Sanders, who's old.
Wouldn't be surprised if Rob Gronkowski's in the mix. We can save that. But one thing I wanted to mention, Rich, you brought this up yesterday. The legal tampering period begins on March 16th, free agency.
So you have 2 days, yeah.
Yep. So you mentioned happening quick. They'll have those 2 days at least to see what's worth.
I don't know. He's being awful cute. I mean, he's being a little sassy guy.
He is.
He's there on Instagram going, ooh.
I think the same way that Robert Kraft is trying to send him a message, hey, go test a free agency. He's doing the same thing. Like, oh, yeah, well, I'm out here in Los Angeles, so maybe you should start taking things seriously.
There was something about it. They were looking at schools in the New York area as well, is something that I heard. And Zolak says that New York Giants are in play. But then again, he's a workhorse. He never misses work. He's a workhorse. When you think of, always being here, that's the guy. All right, Rich, we are going to talk to Danny Roach.
Yeah, we got Dan Roach. He checked in for the first time yesterday, a very weird day where an interim manager was named. And there's talk to Dan because we talked to him yesterday. And, you know, there is a belief, and Dan is one of the people, it sounds like, who holds it, that Ron Renneke might just be a guy to keep the seat warm for when Alex Cora comes back.
All right, I disagree with him, but we will discuss that. Here are the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sport.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
Don't, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
Morning.
Good morning.
How we doing?
You and yourself?
Go, good. No complaints. Morning.
What's up, fellas? Good morning.
Morning. It's kind of like the red carpet at the Oscars.
How are you guys?
Morning.
What's going on, man? Morning.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Pedro, I need a little optimistic Pedro. Give me something, Red Sox fans.
Yeah. Everything is gonna be all right.
Hey, get in here.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
Hi, Bob.
Hey, Jack, how are you?
Now, live from Red Sox spring training in Florida, it's the Roach Report with WBZ TV's Dan Roach on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Spring training means that there's only 2.5 more months of winter. Dan Roach from WBZ-TV joins us for the Roach Report, as you just heard. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Dan Roach, hello.
Hey, Freddie. How you doing? Morning, Rich.
Hey. Boy. Hello. Yo.
Now, I like spring training as well, but what I like most about when pitchers and catchers first show up is that the pace of the way they move is like they are in slow motion. The way that the pitchers work is fantastic. They like it's like nothing you couldn't do in your house. They lightly jog, like their feet barely touch the grass. They deliberately throw in slow motion. It is an assault to the senses, Danny.
Yeah, you gotta work yourself into it, right, Freddie? That's the way it is. So yeah, the slow start kind of gears up, and you keep gearing up, and you do that for 6 to 8 weeks, and then you finally begin. So you got to start slow. No
yeah, but it, about that. It's not like these guys haven't been training all since the season ended, though. I do find it odd.
I know. I was talking to Ryan Brazier, one of the relievers. I said, when do you start throwing? He goes, October. You know?
Right.
They never stop. Yeah, so you're right. They come in, and it's like, take it easy, work out for 2 hours, if that, and then head to the golf course. So it's not a bad way to live, that's for sure.
Okay, so what is this nonsense of you thinking that Renicki is a placeholder for Cora?
Well, I thought all along that if Major League Baseball didn't find anything in this investigative report, which now is expected to come out next week, according to the Associated Press, that if it was okay, then if Renicki would see how we'd do for the interim, you got the rest of the Red Sox coaching staff in place, that if Cora doesn't get, you know, slapped too hard, or if it just gets one season, the possibility of him coming back, depending upon how this Red Sox team does this year. So it wouldn't surprise me. Now, Alex, you know, they obviously haven't said anything to Alex about it. They've left him alone throughout this whole process, but just wouldn't surprise me if it did happen.
All right, so what is this about? Because I saw this quote going around yesterday, and I don't even know when it was or where it came from, but didn't Renicki mention that he doesn't even really want to be manager? He likes coaching instead?
Well, he said it at Winter Weekend. I asked him about being a possible manager, you know, with everything that was going on, and he said it again yesterday. The way he looked at it is coaching is fun. And if you get what he's saying from the sense of, as a coach, just go out there, you do your thing with the players, you work on them, everything else, and know that the rest of the stuff is around you. As a manager, like he says, it's a challenge. And you know, he said yesterday, I'm up for this challenge and everything else. But at 63 years old, let's face it, the guy, he's a baseball lifer. He loves teaching the game. It's like you see in the NFL. Some guys are born to be coaches, head coaches. Some guys are born to be offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators, or what have you. I just think he likes the teaching aspect of it and the coaching part of it, as opposed to, you know, having to deal with the media every single day and those kind of things.
It sounds like they're asking him to do a favor for them.
No, what is he going to say, Dan? I mean, he can't go out and go like, oh, yeah, I want to be a manager. He's been put in a situation where he's you know, he can't.
Well, he cannot say I'd rather be coaching, essentially, which is what he did.
Well, yeah, but I don't know about that. I think that that's the right thing to say.
And I think because he gets forced into this situation.
Right.
And he's doing the Red Sox a favor, basically.
See, that's exactly what I'm saying. You shouldn't feel that. Forced into a situation, I thought, wouldn't you want to hire a guy that wants to be the manager, that doesn't feel like he was doing them a favor?
To be the manager of the Red Sox. Yeah. These guys are alpha types. He doesn't want to coach. He wants to be the manager.
And he also doesn't want to step on anybody's, you know, take it with respect. He's a very modest guy.
Yes.
Again, like, he's a baseball lifer, and he's kind of sitting there saying, you know, under these circumstances, I can't really celebrate the fact that I'm a manager because I've worked my whole life to be to this point. It's basically saying, hey, I'm helping out because Alex Cora has been good to me. I've been good to, you know, the Red Sox organization. They've been good to me. So that's how he's going into it. Once the season starts and the game starts, he'll be as competitive and as fiery as anybody. It's just kind of how it is.
Yeah, he can't celebrate being the manager based on what things worked out with the old manager. Yeah, but
yeah, and I was thinking about it last night. Like, when he went home today, you know, last night after that, he probably got in his car and he's like, you know, I'm the manager of the Red Sox. This is pretty cool. Like, and I'm going to ask him that today. You know, he's available after the workouts.
Is it to be manager of the Red Sox? Is that the question?
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty awesome. Shut up, Rich. You know, I think it's pretty awesome. I think it's cool.
Can I be you for a day, please?
I have to reword my question now. I don't know another way to say it.
Is it pretty cool to be the manager of the Red Sox?
Please ask that question exactly that way, Roach, because it will be perfect. It's a it would be a perfect Dan Roach exchange.
How awesome is this?
Okay, so
what a professional. That's worse than when they get like give a kid a chance to ask the manager a question.
Right, like he won some contest.
You won an essay contest.
Our next question comes for Dan Roach of Andover, Mass. Danny, go ahead. Ask your question.
Dan got straight A's in English in third grade. Okay, so Dan, the interim manager, the term that they kept using over and over again, I know that Chaim Bloom tried to explain it by saying it's respect for the investigation. I still don't understand, if they think that this guy's clean, why would they continue to say that?
Because I think it would be a slap in the face, they feel, to Major League Baseball.
Why?
Like they haven't concluded this investigation. And, you know, I know that they know or feel that he didn't do anything. And Renicki has said pretty much the same thing. But I just think that, you know, hey, we're going to name this manager and we're going to rub it in the face of Major League Baseball. Because remember, they've been saying the whole time, just wait for the report to come out. Wait for the report to come out before you make judgments. And I just don't think that they want to have like that sense of arrogance. Like, yeah, you go ahead, report whatever you want, Major League Baseball. We're going to name this guy our manager. I think they just wanted to wait because of the process.
That's well, a team all. Needs a manager. It's not like out of the realm of any kind of thought or rationalization that you name somebody a manager. I just thought that was a little strange. And it just it lends more credence to the whole thing, that it just seems like this is a whole seat warmer situation.
Well, it's a unique situation. I mean, you said it. It is a unique situation, and they are saying interim because it's easier, you know, than just giving the guy the job, and as soon as the investigation comes out, they'll make him the manager. I mean, that's...
And they haven't, you know, and Chaim said yesterday, they haven't thought of who the bench coach will be yet, you know, so that'll let that all fall in place. You know, I'll be interested to see if it's Carlos Febles, the third base coach who has managerial experience, or if it's Jason Varitek. A lot of fans want that, you know, to see if he, you know, likes to be in this position and perhaps could be manager one day. So I think they just kind of, I think they wanted to do this simply to say to the players, this is our guy that's going to lead us in spring training, and then wait for the report to come out and then name him, take the interim off, and then here we go. So, I mean, I think that's kind of how the Red Sox are going about it thinking-wise. They don't want to be too aggressive in the process because they don't want to slap baseball in the face and say, you know, yeah, come, we dare you to tell us what's in this investigation. So I think that's how they look at it.
Did the term multi-year come up at any point? Like, was there any indication as to what kind of contract he was given?
No. And I just think this is more, and knowing Red Sox ownership, they'll take care of, you know, Renicki going forward, no matter what happens in this process. Just because he's, you know, again, he's doing them a favor, you know, and yes, he's going to be a manager and everything else. And I don't want to say it like that, though, Rich. Like, But the way it's worked out, he is stepping into this role here to take over the team. And they feel that he's best because all the players rave about him. All the players know him. It's just the easiest thing to do. So there's no multi-year deal. The Red Sox, obviously, everybody wants to see how this team does. And he's not Heim's guy, whether you like it or not. You know, Chaim is putting his mark. He's already begun to put his mark in this organization. So after this season, we'll see what the results are. If Alex Cora is not his guy and he's got, you know, a guy in place that he's known for years, then he'll probably put him in place.
You just said like five things that once again make me think that he is keeping the seat warm for Alex Cora. Like, I mean, you know, he's not Chaim's guy. They haven't given him any kind of years.
Cora's not Chaim's guy either.
Yeah, but I mean, but the team loves Alex Cora.
Yeah, but there's going to be this... You know, this thing is going to drag on for a while, this whole Houston investigation, what happened in Houston. It's the major story of camp. There's going to be another article, I think, coming out where Cora doesn't look good in his days in Houston. So there's all kinds of things that are going on.
Well, one came out yesterday where they made it look like Carlos Beltran was the bully and no one could escape his powers to force them into stealing signals, except for McCann, who, and then apparently that wasn't enough. So I mean, and Cora was once again mentioned in that as well. I think that was kind of the Athletic saying, hey, that Wall Street Journal article that let Cora off the hook. No, we've got plenty that says that he's part of this.
Yeah. And what it makes you believe is that everybody knew about it. That's the thing. When Lunau came out and said, the general manager came out and said, yeah, I didn't know anything about this. Da 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 da. Like, yeah, everybody knew about it. And that's just kind of what they went about to me. And you hate, people don't want to hear this, but I go back to, you know, sign stealing's been in the game for 100 years. They found another way to steal signs, and they went way too far. It's wrong. When Manfred came out with a punishment, he should have came out also, said everything's in place for security officials to be in the video room. We're not going to be able to use video going forward, da da da, except for replays, and that'll be upstairs in a booth, all that kind of stuff. It's just nail it and then go forward and say, guys, technology caught up with the game. Let's move forward. This is how it's going to be from now on.
Hey, Dan, what's the latest on Chris Sale? Looks like he's going to miss at least the start of pitchers and catchers today, and it looks like the team is close to signing Kevin Pillar. What does that mean for the future of Jackie Bradley Jr.?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I'm as naive as they come, but I don't think it's going to affect Jackie Bradley right away unless Heim comes up with a deal that he thinks could, you know, to be benefited. Let's face it, one of the other things that I'm going to kind of cover 3 points here. One of the things that you could see with these any trade that Heim makes is the fact that if the MLB investigation comes up with anything at all, they may lose some draft picks going forward in the future. So the three prospects that they got back, well, two and Verdugo, helps ease that if that's one of the punishments that comes out. The other part is they're going to need outfielders. Jackie Bradley Jr. is making, what, 11? So if they determine going forward that's too much and they can make a deal, I'd be surprised if it happened now. And then Kevin Pillar, I think, is a perfect guy, a veteran to bring into this team. They all know him. He knows this team because he's been in the AL East with, you know, Toronto and Tampa. Had a good year in San Francisco, a right-handed complement to the three lefty bats you have now in the outfield, and Benintendi, Verdugo, and Jackie Bradley Jr. So I think it's a good move, and I mentioned that after, you know, they traded Betts. That was one of the first guys I thought of to get a right-handed bat in here. So I think it's a good move all the way around.
Dinner last night, where'd you go?
I stayed in. I just had there were some like appetizers and stuff in the lobby. I had a little bit of that, and then I watched Curb Your Enthusiasm and watched the Celtics. So it was good.
You had some hors d'oeuvres? They were out there? Was there mingling?
Yeah. I wasn't that hungry. You know, no mingling. I just took it and ate by myself and then left. My photographer didn't want to go out. Mike Townsend didn't want to go out to dinner with me. But first two nights, I was at the Miller Ale House. I watched the Bean Pot at the bar at dinner. And then tonight, I'm going to watch the Bruins Canadians.
How much did you have to bribe the manager to put on the Bean Pot?
I know. I said, do you guys get the Red Sox games in the summer here and everything? They're like, yep. I said, and the Bruins, yep. I said, could you just put that on for me? Because we were the only ones right in front of that TV in the bar. So it wasn't that hard.
That was very selfish of you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot of people were screaming at me from behind, you know?
Yeah,
Shut that off.
Hey, can I put on something that literally no one here knows is going on?
That's right. The beauty of it. It's Boston Don, Fred. That's the beauty of the Bean Pot.
Yeah, it's great. All right. Well, Dan Roach, thank you so much for the time. And are we talking to you tomorrow?
Yeah, every day.
Every day from Fort Myers. Look at that. Well, yep. Are you at the field yet?
Oh, yeah. I've been here for a while.
Oh, yeah. Making videos, awkwardly yeah. Saying hello to people as they walk by.
I see the videos. I'm on Instagram. I follow Danny Roach.
A little foggy this morning, but it'll pick up. It's supposed to be 85 today and humid. So good baseball weather.
Yeah, that's exactly what you want. All right. Well, listen, I'll be in a Marathon Keyhole thinking of next week. All right.
All right, Freddie. Take care.
Bye-bye. 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 Well, KC was winning. Hank Aaron was
beginning. That song's just always in his head as he's walking around. It's the noises in his brain.
It's funny because I like spring training too. But, I mean, to get to the park, it's like my dad. If you go see a game with him, he makes you get there while, like, the 4-H club is walking around.
Right. And now the Boy Scouts of Leominster.
Yeah, exactly. And you're sitting there just, why am I here? All right. We will return in just a moment.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
I can't think that that could be interesting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Nanny at 5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, did you hear that Megadeth are coming to town?
They are, yep.
And now, where are they playing?
The Rockland, whatever the Bank of America Pavilion used to be.
Oh, I thought that they would be playing Great Scott.
No, Megadeth, like, packs them out. That is a band that...
is awful.
See, but they make me laugh.
Yeah, oh, of course they make you laugh. Well, first of all, Dave Mustaine is, like, super religious. Right now,
he's really sick, or he just got.
Oh, really?
I think he just got. He had throat cancer, so they didn't think he was going to sing again. But I guess he was cleared of it. But Rust in Peace, and that's the one with Hangar 18, right? Yeah. Rust in Peace. Yeah, Rust in Peace is a legitimately great guitar album. The lyrics are the funniest damn thing ever. Psychotron, military intelligence. He's a robot with artificial intelligence.
I bought the when I was a kid. I bought the one with the
Peace Sells Who's Buying.
Yeah, Peace Sells Who's Buying. And I was like, oof. That was like when I bought the Yngwie Malmsteen album. I was like, oh, what the hell was I thinking?
No, I mean,
what do you mean I don't support your system?
No, I mean,
speak of mutually assured destruction. Nice story.
I mean, the worst lyrics ever. Did you see the you obviously saw the Metallica documentary,
yes.
You know, because if you don't know Dave Mustaine, the guitarist from Megadeth, for a period of time during the Kill 'Em All era was in Metallica.
Yes.
And so they kicked him out of the band, and for years, like, Megadeth just was completely resentful for all the success that Metallica had. And so in this documentary called Some Kind of Monster, which is awesome.
Yep.
Because they let a camera in while, like, Metallica was going to rehab. They were fighting.
It shows when you take grown men and give them the kind of success and coddling that they get, that they become grown infants.
It was awesome.
I mean, they're infants, except for, strangely enough, Kirk Hammett, who just is like this scared younger brother in the corner.
He's the noodler. Just noodles on the guitar while they fight.
Ulrich and... James Hatfield are children.
Yeah. It's and the thing about it that's so wild is that they found Dave Mustaine, and they have this guy on the payroll who's a therapist. And so they're getting into so many fights. This guy's getting paid, what was it? It was something crazy, like $50,000 a month just to hang with the band and work through their problems. So they brought in Dave Mustaine for Megadeth, and he talks to Lars Ulrich and just starts crying in front of him.
I know.
Everything you guys did was so great, and everything we did was so bad. But the thing about that movie that's kind of awesome is that they all looked at that movie when it was done and went, we got to get our crap together.
Yeah.
And after that album was made, which was garbage, St. Anger, and after all it was done, they kicked out two amazing albums and went on tour. And there's a scene also in the movie where they had gotten rid of their bassist, and they bring in Robert Trujillo, and they audition a bunch of guys, and they sit Robert Trujillo down and he says, all right, you're going to be our new bassist. And they said, but we are also going to give you 1/4 stake in the band. You matter just as much as the rest of us. And on top of that, we're giving you $1 million to put in your bank account. And he almost faints.
Yep.
You know what a quarter of Metallica is?
Yeah.
Like, they're one of the highest grossing bands. Like, they're always in the top five.
Yep.
I'm talking up there with U2. And I mean, there's stadiums all over the world. And they tell this guy,
nice story. Tell it to Reader's Digest.
Did Neustadt ever get any money?
No. He was basically just like all right, shut up,
later,
dude.
I'm out.
Dude, they turned his mic in the mix. They turned the bass all the way down on their first album. Like, yeah, too much Newstead. Turn them all. Let's do Injustice for All. There's no bass on that album. Like, he's missing.
Mm. Well.
Worst lyrics of all time.
You could not pay me to go to that show.
See, I could. I love Megadeth live.
What do you mean I hurt your feelings? I didn't know you had any feelings.
Oh boy, they suck. All right, no commercials here, just the headlines. There's a. It is the political season, and that means crazy people.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Nitrane overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at GraniteCityElectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.